building stage. That's the first understanding that is most important. But then when you realize that you cannot extract yourself from life enough that you won't be constantly adding to what you're asking for. In other words, step one is just a natural consequence of living life experience. So as the desires are constantly flowing out of you and source is constantly answering and to a large extent satisfying those desires, and your dominant intent is upon finding thoughts or finding something that cause you to feel good, then you understand that you've got this three-part equation in place. Now, here's the thing that we really want you to hear. When you understand that your natural state is one of well-being, and that if you weren't doing those things you do that keep you from that natural state, you would be there. So now you start being more and more sensitive to the way you're feeling, so you catch discord at the more early subtle stages. Then you begin to have more hands-on molding of the clay, so to speak. It becomes this managing of the contrast, not a trying to get rid of contrast, but a managing of the contrast, the making peace with where you are and doing your best to lean in the direction of the things that feel better to you. So we said to you that we've offered endless processes, and we want you to realize that the power of those processes, the power of every process that we've offered, is about releasing resistance. It's about letting yourself then finally, at least for this moment, be a vibrational match to all of the things that are waiting for you in your vibrational escrow. People often think that to be a deliberate creator, that they're thinking the thought, in other words, should I, now I've got myself in this place of allowing, should I think this thought so that I can more quickly create? And we want you to realize that the creation, this is the thing that you're not hearing and that most are not hearing, the creation is done. The creation is done. The creation is done. So any conversation that you have about it or any focusing that you have about it is not about step one-ing. It's not about recreating the creation. It's not even about amending the creation. All of that effort about thinking about it, about getting more deliberate about it, all of that is about you training your vibration to match what's already happened for you. Can you feel the difference? In other words, when you get it that it's already done and then you say, all right, I'm going to do affirmations or I'm going to make lists of positive aspects or I'm going to sit and concentrate upon what I want or I'm going to get inside of it, I'm going to script it, I'm going to be more detailed about it. All of that effort that you're doing, all it's doing is you training your vibration to match what's already over there. And so the distinction that we're wanting to make, we know you've heard this from us before, we've said it on many occasions, but the distinction that we want to make with this leading edge question that you're asking here is that we want you to say with us, what I want is done on a vibrational level. It is. What I want is done on a vibrational level. What I want is done on a vibrational level. I ask for it and it is done. It's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. That's why he's saying, I feel good, I feel good, I feel good. It's done, it's done. My lover is there, my money is there, my good feeling body is there, my recovery has taken place, my abundance is there, my clarity is there, my stability is there, my vitality is there, my flexibility is there. It's there, it's there, it's there, it's there, it's there, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. And the reason, the only reason that I want to talk about it is not to make it happen because it's done. It's done, it's done, it's done. I don't have to make anything happen. It's done, it's done, it's done. I don't have to make it happen. It's done, it's done, it's done. I talk about it because I like talking about it. I talk about it because it feels good to talk about it. I talk about it because talking about it is natural to me. I talk about what's done, it's done, it's done. I talk about what's done, it's done. I talk about what's done, it's done. I talk about what's done because talking about what's done causes me to feel good as I'm talking about what's done, it's done, it's done, it's done, it's done. I like to think about it. I like to talk about it. I like to bask in it. I like to concentrate. Jerry and Esther, if you walked around with them, the majority of people on the planet would throw up as they listen to them. They'll get hold of something that is pleasing to them and they'll just repeat it back and forth.